Welcome, Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us this afternoon, because somebody had to translate into understandable terms what on earth is happening in the ANC.
Well, in a way, it's fairly simple, I think. And I think it's this, it's an ANC fight. We get a lot of it in the news. It may have consequences for us down the line, but at the moment, it's a fight within the ANC. The fact that, Cyril Ramaphosa is sort of, seems to have come out on top, will mean nothing unless we see changes in the political arena, which means affects us and the ANC as government, not the fight between sparring partners. And they might be splitting into factions in the literal sense, and it'll probably get quite ugly.
So let's examine that just for a moment, because you said almost as a fait accompli that Ramaphosa has come out on top. Why do you say that?
I say, well, you know, it's like anything. How do one really know what the what goes on within families? But essentially, the NEC gradually moved to saying we have to, decision
is sacrosanct. You mean the fact that the letter was issued in the first place was a victory for him. Okay, that's interesting.
And you see, I wonder whether the Supra Mahamaphelo, suspension, from the ANC for 5 years was to sort of foretaste of what they would do to ACE. So it sort of set the ground for it. And ostensibly, he's got his real challenger out of the way. And that's quite significant. He's sort of come out on top. I mean, I think he could have been much more forceful about a whole lot of things some years ago, but be that as it may. But he's dealing with, essentially the Skellums. And, I think for them to coalesce into a gang of sorts to at least try and disrupt the way the ANC operates, and therefore how effective it is as government, is still a very open possibility.
So we talk about the factions in the ANC, which is no news to any of us. Is this the precursor to the split that could revolutionize South African politics, or is that being too optimistic?
I think the problem with splits is that they are predicted in the long run, and they're predicted, and it's a bit like happening slowly and then happening suddenly. And I don't think anyone's absolutely sure, but it certainly suggests that any unity and sort of friendly, familial relations are very frayed at the moment. The problem, of course, you have is a split would have exciting consequences, both positive and negative for the country, but who's going to then claim to be the real ANC? And that sort of fighting, I'd rather that, the ANC lose power through the ballot box, but who knows? This is really, people have always said, they do the bidding of the ANC, they are loyal to the ANC, and come hell or high water, that's the front they've presented. That, at least that front is not being presented anymore.
So what was Magashule trying to achieve by this very grandiose gesture of sending this letter of suspension to Cyril Ramaphosa? Was that it? Was it grandstanding, or was this...
I think it's a sign that he either feels emboldened by the support he's got from certain branches and ex-leaders and such. It also might have been, he felt emboldened, so he put this in. He couldn't possibly fly because, he's the general secretary. He's not the chairman. The chairman of the ANC is Ramaphosa, and everything would have to come through the NEC, so he can't possibly fly. But it sort of goes together with his appealing the decision appealing the letter, either on the basis that Jessie Duarte didn't have the authority to send it because she's subordinate to him, or because he just... she would only have sent it in the name of the ANC as the broader body anyway. So I think it's all pretty silly stuff, but it's certainly a sign that no one's being nice to anybody anymore about anything.
I'd expected the RAND to kind of take a knock from this. I went in to have a look this afternoon. Discounted by the non-event as far as markets are concerned. Are we making a bigger thing of this than perhaps need to be made?
I think it is significant because I think battle lines are being drawn, and the indication out to us out there is we let you see that our unity is a farce, which it probably has been for a considerably long time. But I think until it starts to actually affect the running of the country, I don't think we'll see a response from the RAND. I think at the moment it's still, fighting within the political entity, and that's what political parties do. They fight with each other.
Saragon, as always, thank you for your input. I must say I really was looking forward to this afternoon because it made no sense to me. So your insights are appreciated. And have a great weekend, and we'll chat again on Thursday.
Thanks, Scott.